Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaikwan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Director of Marketing for Perry Lutheran Homes, Molly Clark. And Molly, thanks so much for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome, and good to have you here in studio in Perry Lutheran Homes. Just had a big event, actually, Project Deliver the Love. So how many years, you guys held that at the beginning of May. How many years have you guys been doing this?
So this year was our fourth year. Actually, we're going to have it pre-COVID, and COVID happened, yeah. Which wasn't all bad as far as the planning goes. We had an extra year to really think through and plan all the logistics and what this would look like. And there's a ton of planning. So we were blessed in that way to have a little extra time to plan. So yep, the fourth year, and we learn new things every year. So we're really excited to keep this event going.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm sure, obviously, yeah, learning as you go. What were kind of the big highlights? I know you helped serve about 350 residents. So kind of just talk about that and how appreciative it was for the residents to receive the gifts.
So the whole project really started around the concept of invisible elders. You know, it's the woman who just lost her husband and is very, very lonely, or it's the man who can't drive and can't go grocery shopping and can't prepare or cook food that's hungry. So it really started with that concept and has grown then to how do we impact that and how do we engage the community in making a difference? First, finding out who their invisible elders are in their church or in their community or neighborhood, and then what do they do? How do they go about doing that? Because it can be awkward just to randomly pop in for the first time, like, hey, how are you? Do you need anything? So Project Deliver the Love was really born then to share God's love, to equip communities and congregations to find and form connections with older adults near them. And it's also really to celebrate a generation of people who have done so much for us that it's just kind of time to give back to them. And it's really neat to hear the feedback from recipients. It's been so positive, and it's really cool to surprise them with these deliveries of goodie bags. And they love receiving a personal visit, somebody to chat to and have conversations with. So we get some really neat responses back that, you know, they just brought a smile to my face or tears of joy, that they made my day, that thank you for remembering me type feedback.
No, and that's awesome. And actually, I've done some work like that and delivering, actually, you know, Meals on Wheels and to elders. And like you said, just to see them like so appreciative to just talk with somebody is just really powerful. And I know this project actually is benefiting Meals on Wheels. So talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we've got our Meals on Wheels program, which delivers about 20,000 meals to older adults in Perry, Minburn, Dallas Center, Granger, and Woodward, all regardless of their ability to pay. But it really goes towards providing that food security for older adults. And about 10% of seniors in Dallas County are facing food insecurity. We always say it's more than just a meal. That delivery driver is a lifeline. And we've got so many stories of how much our drivers mean to them. For example, one gentleman was being taken care of by his daughter. His daughter went to work and he had fallen shortly after. Sure. And he knew that he could count on his delivery driver to be there at a certain time and to help him up back into his chair and get things situated. And so it's really more than just a meal. It's really kind of a lifeline and somebody to do a daily wellness check and make sure that they're doing okay.
And that's awesome. And we just appreciate all the work that your team does. So thank you for all that. Now, can you talk about just the importance of nursing homes and just more with that?
Yeah, nursing homes are often thought of as a place people go that's gloomy and just to live out the rest of their days of their life, however short or long that might be. But our mission really at Perry Lutheran Homes is to get to know all of our residents on an individual basis, figure out what things they enjoyed before they changed their address to live at one of our three campuses here in Perry, and figure out how we help them enjoy that life. Come in, live with us, get involved, and see people every day, and make sure they have their medications on a regular basis, get nutritious meals, snacks, and other goodies all the time. And their health really does a 360 or a 180. I can't remember whichever way.
I think 180. Yes, I think you got it.
And they kind of come to life again and really start to enjoy living life and doing all the different things that you can do. And when you're at the maybe other half of your life and thinking about those things, a Christian nursing home is super important because there are those thoughts. And so for them to know that they're loved and cherished and cared about by staff, by God, is a really huge piece of what we do and what's really important as well.
Again, we are speaking here with the director of marketing for Perry Lutheran Homes, Molly Clark. And you said that there are three sites in Perry. Can you talk about where those are located at?
Our original campus is located right on Willis Avenue. It's been a staple. People typically refer to it as the Lutheran home. And it's a big brick building. Walk through the doors and it's a really, really homey spot for people. So downstairs is long-term care and skilled care residents, and upstairs is our innovative memory care communities, St. James and St. John's neighborhood. And our staff is very well trained, and it's a very secured space so that they can enjoy life without the risk of getting lost or hurting themselves in some way, shape, or form. So lots of unique, innovative things there, like a driving simulator and deck where they can go plant flowers and be involved in sensory. So that's our Kings Gardens campus. Our second campus is attached actually to Dallas County Hospital, and that's Spring Valley Retirement Community. And there we have both independent and assisted living. So pretty active community there. And they like to do a lot of outings and a bunch of different stuff now that it's nice, especially yeah. Get out and about. And then the third campus was formerly the Raleigh Masonic Community. And that's out on the east side of town. Okay. If you follow Willis to 141 there and on the left-hand side. And so at our Eden Acres campus is what it's named to kind of go with our campus schemes. We offer independent living there and then have long-term care and skilled care. So rehab therapy, physical, occupational, speech, language, pathology, therapy at that campus.
Wow. Okay. So really kind of offer everything throughout the campuses.
Yeah. We have really the big continuum of care. And then we also have to add this in. Our partners, Acorns and Oaks Christian Academy, we focus on intergenerational living. So it's not just, hey, these kids come visit once a week. It's actually the babies and the children from the daycare and then the 3 and 4 year old preschool. Go hang out with residents, do activities with the residents. It's on a daily basis that they go see their grandmas and grandpas.
Yep.
And it's really awesome for our residents to be able to teach the littles, for our wise oaks to teach the little acorns about life and just different things and be doting grandparents, you know, you gotta love on the little kids. So it's a really cool living environment that we have too.
That's awesome. And so as we wrap up here, if people want to get in touch, have questions, what's a good way to contact?
Head to our website, perrylutheranhomes.org, and you'll be able to find videos and information on absolutely anything and everything, and get in touch with Jennifer Rothfish. She's our admissions coordinator, and she can give you a tour. And even if you don't have a loved one that needs care, you're still welcome to come in and check things out, and maybe you want to volunteer or be a part of Meals on Wheels volunteerism and things like that.
Awesome. Again, we've been talking here with the director of marketing for Perry Lutheran Homes, Molly Clark. And Molly, really appreciate you stopping in and giving us all the information. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I do a thank you to our volunteers real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just really want to give a huge thank you to everybody that helped make Project Deliver the Love a success. We had lots of partnering congregations, businesses here in and outside of Perry, service organizations and clubs, community partners, volunteers, our staff. It took everybody to pull off this project. Lots of moving parts. So we just really appreciate everybody that played a role, large or small, in that.
Well, and thank you for all the pictures that you shared. Of course, they're available at RackhamValleyRadio.com, and it really looked like a really special event.
Yep, it was a wonderful event with a wonderful mission.
That is fantastic. Again, that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And that is the director of marketing for Perry Lutheran Homes, Molly Clark. Molly, thanks so much again.
Thank you.